Mesechtas Terumos, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Yud. The Mishnah repeats a general rule that was the rule behind many of the halachas discussed in this first parak. Ein termin midavar shenigmar melachtei al davar shelo nigmar melachtei. One may not separate truma from something that's nigmar melachtei, that already has completed process, on behalf of other produce that have not completed their processing. And not on something that's unfinished processed on behalf of other produce that is finished. Nor can one separate from unfinished processed produce on behalf of other unfinished processed produce. L'chakhila, he's supposed to finish the processing before separating the truma and give truma from a processed produce onto a fully processed, on behalf of fully processed produce, and the kohen is going to receive a fully processed truma. V'im tarmu, but in these cases, if he went ahead b'di'evet and separated truma, trumas and truma, the truma that he gives is valid. There is one exception to this, which we saw in the Mishnah Dalet, that when giving unfinished on behalf of finished, so there, the Rav explained that the Chazal made the whole truma null and void to prevent the kain from being gypped out of getting the processed truma that he deserves. He shouldn't end up having to do all the work and process the olives or grapes that he gets. Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Ein tarmin mitar al tamei. One is not allowed to separate truma from tahar, pure produce, to exempt on behalf of tamei, impure produce. And this is a gzera midrabanan. It's only a problem midrabanan. And therefore, the Mishnah says, v'im tarmu trumas and truma. If he went ahead and did it anyways, the truma does work. Why is this not allowed from tahar on tamei? Why is this not allowed? The Rav says it's a gzera that he may separate shalem and a mukif. What's min a mukif? When separating truma, the produce that you're separating from the produce that you're separating from, they need to be either in close proximity or actually touching with each other. That's mina mukif, from something that's bound together next to each other. But when one is separating from tahar on behalf of tamei, the person separating may be concerned that he may cause the tamei produce to transmit tuma and make the other produce become tamei as well. And he may be concerned about bringing them close to each other. And therefore, he may not be termin a mukif. He may not separate from two piles that are next to or touching. Rather, he's going to keep them a significant distance apart, and that would be problematic for separating truma. However, if he did separate truma properly, it does work, even though he wasn't supposed to. The Mishnah continues, Be'emes Amru, in truth, Chazal said, and that means that this is something that was accepted as a halacha that was accepted by all, Ha'igol shel dvela shenitzma miksasei. If you have Ha'igol shel dvela, a round cake of pressed figs, and these are separate figs that are pressed together into a cake mold, shenitzma miksasei, that part of it became tamei. So part of the dates in this mold are tamei, and the other ones are not. Even though they're pressed together in a mold, each date retains a separate entity for tuma, and not necessarily does the tuma spread. Some of the figs pressed in this mold are tamei, some of them are not. And in such a case, terem minatar sheyeshbay al tamei sheyeshbay. One is allowed to separate from the tahar figs on behalf of the tummy figs in this pressed cake, because in this case, there's no concern that he's not going to be termed a mukif. He's not going to have them next to each other when he separates, because they're pressed together in one cake. V'chein aguda shel yarek. Similarly, if one has a bundle of vegetables, v'chein arema, or a pile of produce, that part of the pile is tamei and part is tahar, he's allowed to separate from the tahar on behalf of the tamei, because in this case, there's no concern that he's not going to have them in close proximity. It's always going to be even a mukif, because it's part of one bundle, one pile, one cake. But Hayu shnei igulim, if it was two separate cakes, or shtei agudas, or two bundles of vegetables, shtei remes, two piles of produce, achas tamei v'achas tahara, where one of them is tamei, one of them is tahara, so now we're already dealing with two different groups, then la yitra mizemizeh, you can't separate from one on behalf of the other because of this gzera, that you may not have them in close proximity, you may not be tahara min hamukav. Rabbi Eliezer has a different opinion altogether, and he says tarmin min atar ala tamei, there's no problem whatsoever to separate truma from tahar on behalf of tamei, because he disregards the whole gzera. He says there never was a gzera to begin with. Chazal never had this concern that he may not be tarmin hamukav, he may keep them separate, and therefore they weren't concerned about that to the degree that they would make it to Kana, and there's no issue whatsoever. The Rav says we don't pass one like Rabbi Eliezer.